When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, believe it or not, at Slither and my other restaurants, we do have microwaves. Rarely do we use them, but we use them for certain things.
Melt the chocolate, melt the butter, you know.
Exactly.
You're in a hurry. We get it, man.
Yeah. I will say, I remember the first
cook
time.
Cook your filet mignon.
I went to a fancy restaurant, and we were graduating high school.
All right.
So my buddy's parents took us, and his sister ordered the lobster. And I remember as soon as she ordered it, they brought out a little candle in this little container with the butter in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they lit that candle and was like, ooh. So by the time the lobster gets here, it's going to be melted butter.
Did it just blow your mind?
Honestly, it did. As I speak right now, I'm like, geez, this is the nicest restaurant. What,
was that the age where you went to your first nice restaurant? I'm trying to think. I was probably about the same age. Like
17,
around there.
17, 18. So my mom took me to a steakhouse that was super nice. Same thing. And then, yeah, my buddy's parents. And honestly, it was a Ruth Chris at D.C.
Oh, there you go.
I went to a prom.
Right. That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, it took that long.
It takes so long to go to your first night. And it's just, it's a game changer.
Prom, we went to the, I think, what was it, the 98th Aero Squadron or something in College Park.
Right.
That was pretty fancy. That was a good one, too. It's this old couple behind us. The guy just turns to me and he goes, you guys going to prom? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, here, I got a 15% off everything coupon. You guys use it.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks,
man. Thank you, brother. Because my dad was paying anyway.
Right. So these are some foods that should never be reheated in the microwave. Miles, you kind of mentioned a couple of them earlier, but let's just start with steak.
Yes. Okay. They're saying cook from beginning to end?
No. Not re-
oh, reheating.
Okay. All right. Now, obviously, right. Now, I will say this. I hate to admit it. You can legit take a frozen steak, throw it in your air fryer and cook it.
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't do that in a microwave. You also don't want to reheat steak in there. If you microwave steak, it causes it to unevenly reheat. It will dry out in certain spots and other parts remain cold. The main thing you got to remember about this is that when you're heating stuff up, according to Michigan State University, the Spartans, these cold spots allow harmful bacteria to survive during the reheating process.
Right. That's what I've always heard. Like, don't eat something that's hot and cold.
Chop up the steak cold, And then either make like, you know, I don't know, taco, make a cheese steak sandwich.
Traditionally.
Quesadilla.
I was going to say, traditionally, if I go out and there's steak left over, or if I've cooked steak at home, like the next day, like that's one of the rare times where it's like, we're having steak and eggs for breakfast.
There you go.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. Put it in an omelet, whatever.
And honestly, look, you don't have to be a fancy chef. You don't even need a really good pan. If you have leftover steak, let's say you're 21, right? Your mom or dad sent you home with a steak. Miles is right. Chop that thing up, put it in slices, put a little pat of butter in a pan, and just
hook it up.
Just reheat it.
And enjoy.
Correct. Again, things you never want to reheat in the microwave. Seafood. First of all, it's guaranteed to dry out. It's from the sea, so high heat is not ideal. And then they go, I like you like rubbery fish.
And who doesn't?
Go for it.
Yeah. The only exception to the rule is if you get like shrimp fried rice. Just take all the shrimp out first, put it in the microwave for, 60 seconds, then put the shrimp in at the end for an extra 20 and stir it up.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. If you got fish or chips from, not like anything. You didn't get haddock fish and chips or salmon fish and chips or halibut. You just got regular old fish and chips. Go ahead if you want to. I would still probably put them in the oven or the air fryer.
I was going to say, back to the miracle of the air fryer, because you can really bring those things back to life.
Correct.
I mean, last time I did that, you ain't kidding, man. The fish swam out.
I would also highly recommend, I know a couple people that do this, if you're going to eat leftovers, like fish and chips at 12:30 at night, you're going to feel that the next day.
Yes, you will.
Yeah. Chicken. Again, things you do not want to reheat.
Chicken.
Obviously, you wouldn't cook it in the microwave, but food safety-wise, reheating chicken is safe, but it won't be any good.
It's awful.
All the moisture is going to evaporate, leaving the chicken with a weird taste and texture. I can tell you because I have tried it way too many times as a single dude. Don't microwave or reheat the chicken wing. You got to put that bastard in the oven or, again, the air fryer.
Yes, absolutely. You know, just eat them cold the next day.
Well, everybody always jokes about, right? Like, what McDonald's French fries, hot or delicious. But, like, after they're cold, they're not good. They're hard to heat up.
Right, so you can't bring them back.
Same thing with chicken wings. Like, you got to specifically put in a little effort. Like, as I've tried, and then it's hot on the outside, it's burning your hand.
Yeah.
Then it's cold in the middle.
It's mushy.
Right, and eating a cold chicken wing, because it's got the skin on there, now the skin's gotten cold, it's tightened up. Like, eating a cold chicken wing, I love it.
You're almost better off eating it cold.
But it still sucks.
Yeah. Well, like, cold fried chicken to me is pretty good. But that's breaded, so it's a little bit different.
I think the breading helps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it keeps the moisture in.
If it's a boneless chicken wing, then all right. You could eat that lukewarm. For instance, like I saw Mike on Super Bowl Sunday. I specifically went to Buffalo Wild Wings and got 50 boneless because we were going to sit them out all afternoon and kind of pick at them. Whereas, again, chicken wings, you got to eat them pretty close to when you get them.
Yeah.
Or they lose flavor and tough to eat. But the boneless ones, you can still kind of munch on.
Yeah, 100%.
This is a lot of stuff here. Don't want to reheat this in the microwave, but foods rich in vitamin C, like broccoli, bell peppers, berries, and leafy greens. When it's exposed to heat, the vitamin C is destroyed. It's recommended you eat them raw whenever possible. But I've been guilty of this.
I have microwaved my broccoli.
I use those steam bags for vegetables all the time.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I buy the ones that you're supposed to microwave. Well, it's per the directions.
Yeah, bird's eye, those steam fresh ones.
Yeah. I'll give you the leafy greens, too, because I feel like, you got a burger or something like that, and it's got lettuce on it. You've got to take the lettuce off before you throw it in the microwave, because it gets limp, it gets wilted, it gets just nasty.
It does. Well, leafy greens, traditionally, too, it's like leftover salad sucks. If something has already touched it, you're better off just throwing it out. So I'm with you. If I have half a burger I'm going to save for later, I'll probably just take the lettuce and get rid of it.
Yes.
The Pagliacci salad will last a little bit longer than you think. That's the one exception. Well, the garbanzo beans.
The Pagliacci salad?
Yeah, that one lasts a little bit longer.
I love that salad.
For some reason,
it's a highly regarded salad. It doesn't
get wilty right away.
And it's one of the only salads where you get really pumped. I'm like, oh, yeah.
And look, I don't like salads, but my wife loves that salad. You love that salad. Miles, you like that. Everyone I know likes that salad. My parents lived here.
And it's very rare to have a unique salad at a pizza place. That everyone likes.
Have you tried the salad? I'm like, I haven't, but I've heard it's good.
It is that good. Because, I mean, maybe it's a Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening. You're watching football. Let's get pizza. Like, at that point.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank.
Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The last thing on my mind is health. Yes. Yes. But with, I'm still getting that salad.
Right.
Where it's like Domino's, like, do you want a salad with that?
No,
like, no Domino's.
Get out of my
face. What are you talking about? I need cheesy bread, the boneless wing, and the pizza.
What kind of salad are you serving? Like a fresh express bag? What are we doing here?
Now, this one, maybe it's just me, because I will eat these cold. I had two this morning. Hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, I'll eat them cold. No problem with that at all.
Right,
definitely not in the microwave.
Right, I don't know why you would reheat this, but it says it builds steam within the egg that can lead to eruption.
Yes.
Whenever the
it
egg is
a
cut
bomb.
Into.
Yeah,
or even worse, when you bite it.
Oh, yeah.
I have zero problem with room temperature, cold, or warm boiled egg. Now, but I would never think to reheat it.
No, I wouldn't think to reheat it. However, I prefer them warm over
really?
Cold. Yes.
Okay.
You know,
to me, sometimes I'll just boil a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And they're just in there as kind of something easy to grab.
Exactly.
Right. Then you can make deviled eggs.
Boom.
You can. I also just, I'm with Mike. I can't imagine, like, who said, oh, I got to reheat this deviled egg?
Right.
Or this, Jesus Christ. That would be stupid.
A lonely weirdo.
All right, real quick. As long as we're talking about stuff heating up, it's summertime. What do kids like to eat around a campfire?
S'mores.
What were we going to say?
I thought it was going to be hot outside. You're going to say, what do they like to eat in the hot? It was like popsicles. But then you said a campfire. Threw me at the last second.
We'll get you a box of popsicles.
I just
really need them.
I just heard the P pop before I could say campfire.
So, I demand Otter Pops next fire night we have, damn it.
When's the last time anyone bought popsicles?
So,
not that
honestly,
long ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't have a kid. I have popsicles in my freezer.
Do you?
Yeah.
They got those ones, I forget what they are. They're like, they're good natural fruits, a green box.
Oh,
yeah. Those are the ones
I never think to buy them.
Those are dope, dude. They're really, really good.
And there's a brand that makes like 100 calorie cream, orange creamsicles.
Nice.
I've heard.
Okay. I believe you.
Through the grapevine.
So a kid's summer camp came up with basically how to make the best s'more.
All right.
Okay.
Roasting technique. Most people agree that the marshmallow and how you roast it is the most critical part of the equation.
Absolutely.
They found the idea of roasting time is exactly 2 minutes and 37 seconds
wow.
over medium heat. That means you don't have to light it on fire.
See, now I think of, when it comes to s'mores, I think of the marshmallow kind of like a steak. Like, everybody wants it different. Do you want it medium? Do you want it medium well? Do you want it well done?
I think it's got to be hot enough just to melt a little bit of the chocolate. That's why I always put the chocolate on the bottom of the graham cracker. Then put the marshmallow on top, then another graham cracker.
The chocolate is next. Traditional milk chocolate works fine. Darker chocolate gives it an extra flavor punch. Also, nowadays, I recommend Reese's makes a bar of squares you can break and have a s'more that's Reese's. The graham cracker, obviously, is very important. The crunch, the structure. Honey-flavored graham cracker tastes the best.
Yes.
You
would like to... Not the cinnamon?
I mean, look, I like cinnamon, but as far as the s'more goes, I'm a traditionalist.
Okay, I'm with you, Miles.
Correct. And then they just say the ratio. When you finally go to assemble, the perfect s'more will have a ratio that's 2 parts graham cracker, 3 parts marshmallow, and 1 part chocolate.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's infinitely refreshing!